You see, you put that oil in there and you take a hot towel and wrap your head and let it cool off with that towel on your head. You see, after it cools off, then you take the warm water and you say, you shampoo your head, give you a good shampoo, get all that scaly out of there, right off of the bat. Comb your hair. You see, you do that about twice a week. And all that stuff went out of my head. See how my hair looked? And my hair was falling. I mean, I was going to lose. I was going to get bald-headed. If I'd stayed with that other fellow, I wouldn't have no hair at all. And that's what I use. I use baby oil first. And after I use that baby oil and that towel, a warm hot towel gets cooled off, you understand? I got to get me some warm water, and I take the Johnson shampoo, baby shampoo, by the same people. And that's what I massage my head with, but I shampoo with the Johnson.
What sort of games did you play when you were coming up?
What?
Tell me about the sort of things you did when you were younger, when you came up out around the bike.
Some of the things that I've done.
Yeah, the games you played, things like that. Can you tell me about that?
Something that I've played?
Yes, games.
Huh?
Games?
Well, I was, in my young days, I loved baseball. I played baseball, you know? I'd rather play baseball than eat when I was a kid. Yeah, I'd rather play baseball than eat.
Really?
And I went as far as Houston down there to play ball when I was a young boy.
Yes.
About 20 years old, 21. Bayot. That's Dean. Grandson. Morning. I like fishing, but not too much. I like to fish, but mostly my sport, my activity as a young man, till I got married, I used to play baseball. I love baseball.
Yes.
And I, okay. And I used to love music, play music.
What'd you play?
Well, we used to play most anything. My favorite was the violin. My dad was a good violin player. And we had a little band here for quite a while when I was single. I used to play music with them. We'd go out and dance, you know, and I'd fill in with those boys and have a little fun. Everywhere we'd go, I'd always get out there and pick the old time musician, let him go get some coffee and rest up a little bit, you know, and then we get out of the young boys and get on the table down there and give him a breakdown for about an hour, you know, and then just something to do. In nowadays, my wife and I both, we used to love entertainment, you know what I mean? Going out and meet people and dancing, stuff like that, you know, we always liked that as a friendly job, you know what I mean? Go to church and, in other words, we were a lot of friends everywhere, like I said, everywhere we go, everybody knows. When I go to town on my old bicycle down there, everybody hollers at me. Everybody knows me, all the old times I've been in here. But we enjoyed the amusement.
You ever seen those things people play in their mouth?
What, you mean the harmonica? No, my oldest brother, he's living yet. He's over in the guest home over here. He used to play that, the harmonica. We had the Beatle band down there during the centennial. That's been about 20 years ago, I guess, in the city. And us four brothers, I don't know if I can find a picture of you.